Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of my collard greens recipes brings me to something that I think we all should be eating a little bit more of: spring rolls. Not only are they healthy, but you know what? They can be very, very flavorful. And I promise you, this recipe is going to definitely inspire you to make a really healthy spring roll. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is I'm going to need to get some collard greens, and I really need to make sure the collard greens, like I've said before in the last three recipes, are cleaned very, very thoroughly, very, very dirty collard greens, but very, very delicious if we can clean them the proper way. So what I'm going to be using is I'm actually going to be using rice paper. And if anybody's ever used rice paper, it's very, very thinly cooked rice that's rolled into these little circles. Now, the way we work with rice paper is all we have to do is we have to hydrate it, because remember, it's already fully cooked. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to hydrate this, and I usually just put water on like a regular round plate, and I will go ahead and put my rice sheets down on there, rice sheets, rice paper, whatever you want to call it. And you want to put it down on there. That way it hydrates. And when it hydrates, it almost has the rubbery kind of texture, but it's very translucent. You can see right through it. If you put your hand on the other side of it, you'll be able to see your hand perfectly. Now what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and I'm going to put in my collard greens, and I want to have the collard greens cooked, but not a long time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put them in a pan, my collard greens. I'm going to go ahead and add in there 2 tablespoons of Rosenthal olive ranches, Arbasana olive oil, salt and pepper on the bottom of the pan. I'm going to put my collard greens in there. I'm going to put in some purple onion. I'm going to use about a cup of purple onion. We don't need to use a lot of it. I like that to be diced into a nice julienne. That's one of my favorite slices and dices, only because julienne is going to give us a lot of body to what we're doing. And then I'm going to go ahead and put in some beautiful Bangladesh prawns or whatever kind of prawns you have. But if they're really big prawns, I want them to be cut up. But I don't want to use shrimp. Shrimp just don't work with this. They're really, really small. So I want to make sure they're prawns. Just make sure that they're prawns. And if you make sure that they're prawns, I promise you, you're really going to enjoy this dish. And not only that, it's going to have some really, really great flavor. Go ahead and put some chili flakes in there as well, always to taste. And we're going to go ahead and put some lemon juice. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let that come out of the pan. I'm going to let that cool to room temperature. Then I'm going to wrap it in my spring rolls, almost like if we're doing a burrito. It's very, very simple. Once we have it wrapped in there, I'm going to make a nice little peanut sauce. So we're going to use some peanut butter. We're going to use some teriyaki sauce. We're going to use some sesame oil. And I'm going to use about 3 tablespoons of peanut butter, 1 tablespoon of teriyaki sauce, and 2 teaspoons of sesame oil with a little bit of water, and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.